Every time somebody says, what?
Huh?
No way.
For real?
That's okay. I don't remember, you know what? For a minute, I got my mom and Christmas, the dates mixed up.
You know that till like maybe...
Did you unpause it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, to like maybe about 8 years ago, about 8 or 9 years ago, I still didn't even know how to get around Lubbock.
What?
8 or 9 years ago is a long time.
So you're 34 right now. Really?
Yeah. I never went anywhere 26. When I was younger, bro.
Like, damn.
I never went anywhere.
I had to learn that quick.
We never drove anywhere. We never did anything. Like, we never had no fucking money.
But what I like about Lubbock, it's not all, like, it's just straight roads, really.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's just,
going
yeah,
up and down.
It's like now, like, driving the roads, like, yeah, it's, like, common sense, you know what I mean? Like, you know where to get to, where you go. But the deal was, is like, you know, back in the day, like, when I would be driving to, like, you know, just to the mall or whatever, I would always, like, have to ask for directions because I didn't know what road to take. Like, I just knew straightway. On slide or stuff like that. But the deal was, is the reason why is because when I was younger, we never went anywhere. We never went and did anything. I never went out to places like that because we didn't have the money for it. I knew where Walmart was. Like the places around here in the Arnold Benson, that's the only places I knew because we just never went anywhere. You know what I mean? And that's just what it was.
So,
neighborhood.
I'm glad you brought up the Arnett. I've been wanting to use some stuff in my songs, but I can't because it's going to make me sound dumb.
What?
Okay, tell me why they call it VAB.
The VAB, because it's the Vadio Arnett Benson.
How do you spell Vadio?
With a B.
All right, so is it supposed to be VAB, right? So if I put that in a song, it's going to make me look stupid because, he don't know how to spell Vadio. It's supposed to be a V, not a V. Like, why did they start doing that?
I'm not dissing it.
I just want to know why.
I feel like maybe we need to, like, research more into it to see why. You know what I mean? But,
I think it's because of the terminology.
But, yeah. Vatos. Because that was, like, wasn't that, like, the original Northside? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the before Northside, and Locos, and, you know, the NSL 14, whatever. It was the VAB in Lubbock. And I don't know past that. You know what I mean? I don't understand why it's called, well, because it sounds like a V, you know what I mean? But I don't know. That's something that we could, like, research, you know what I mean? To figure out what it is.
You know, so I didn't want to put in my song and be like, you know, oh, this dude don't know how to spell. You don't know how to spell.
What did I say last time? You illiterate bastard. Yeah.
But
yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Now white people will get it. Like, I'm not trying to be racist, but they'll be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexicans are like,
but I bet like anybody older, like
Spanish, like Mexico Spanish, Texas Spanish, you know, that's why.
Have you asked your dad?
Yeah, he said the same things. Like, really basically.
Because that shit was around when your dad, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's like, I don't know. The body was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rudy's dad, Big Rudy, if he would know.
Probably.
Huh.
But see, like, so that kind of puts me in a spotlight.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to shout out? I mean, I know other ways to shout out. I know.
Yeah,
how to,
yeah. You know, I was about to say, like, why don't you just like kind of switch the words up and be like, you know, talk about, you know, just saying it, you know, the audio, you know what I mean, like instead of like trying to spell it out.
Well, yeah, yeah, but they know. You know what I'm saying? When you say that, you know, when you say it, they know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, instead of saying the VAB, just, you know, just say the whole word, if you can find a way to say the whole word, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I was trying to go more of just the letters.
Yeah, just the letters, yeah.
But,
well, I mean, people around here would know, you know, like anybody older or whatever would know.
Yeah.
I bet.
But then they'll make Lubbock look dumb. They'll be like, oh, them over there don't know how to spell. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not bagging on my place.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying,
like, I'm not trying to make it look bad either. So we're going to have to do that research.
Yeah. I bought a flower.
What's your flower
name? I named her Charisse.
What kind of flower is it?
I don't know.
A cactus.
Mongolia. I know the name. It's in my pictures. I took a picture of it.
But the name is Sherry.
Yeah, her name's Charisse.
Charisse.
Because she reminds me of cherries.
Don't forget.
Stop calling her Sherry. She's offended by that.
She can hear everything.
What?
He's been teaching. Not teaching, he's been treating.
Teaching her how to fetch.
The other day, his dad came over here and found it laying on its head. It never got back up.
I'm still teaching her to stand back up.
He's teaching her how to walk.
We're talking about a plant.
Yeah.
We're talking about a plant.
Yeah, we
are.
She's
not just a plant, she's a flower.
Don't say that. They have feelings they can hear.
You're going to make her die. Her leaves are going to be brown in the morning.
Well, the bad thing is that he adopted this plant, and he, instead of getting a pre-annual plant, he got an annual plant, so it's going to die pretty quick.
Not annual?
Yeah.
Not annual, yeah.
Well, do you at
least... Look, we had this debate earlier, and he was so confused, all right? So,
I wasn't confused. So you were confused.
I'm not confused. You're confused. So, listen... There's annual plants. Listen, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
There's annual plants.
Annual plants.
And then there's pre-annual.
Pre-annual.
All right. So annual.
Every year?
No. They
is it annual every year?
No. Pre-annual is every year. They come back every year. Annual is they die. They die and they will never come back again. All right, so if you plant it at your house, an annual plant, if you plant it at your house...
Wait. It'll be gone.
No.
Time out.
An annual plant, okay. It comes...
Okay, so all this stuff that he's explaining, is that not flower talk? Hello?
What's up, baby? Now you're on the podcast.
We're recording. You mess up all our film.
You mess up all our film.
What movie is that?
Rush hour. What's up, baby? I'll be home in a minute, okay? Bye. I love you.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
She was like a who.
Is it?
Bye.
Say
who?
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 Bye.
Ooh.
I was looking up. I want to look up.
All right, so annual and pre-annual.
If I was to say this flower is not.
No, you're not.
Okay, so if I was to say.
You can't say
but
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's normal talk.
All
right. If I was to say this flower is not annual. What do you think? Do you think it's going to come
back
next year?
That means it's pre-annual.
Wait, do you think it's going to come back next year if I tell you that this flower is not annual?
Annual sounds like it comes every once a year.
Yeah, it does, but
so
that's not what it is.
So if I say it's not annual, What would you think?
Like, bro, I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah, look, right?
You got it right.
That's what I'm saying. Look. Listen.
Look, look. He's telling you the facts.
No, because I told you. In regular English, not flower talk, regular English, what does not
but
annual
not
mean?
It's not correct.
What does
it's not
annual
correct,
mean?
Though.
And
it's
he
not
said,
correct.
He said, not coming right. back next
okay,
year.
Okay, I get. All right, but if you don't know, then yes. But read what it says.
Well, it says that, the main difference between annual and pre-annual plants lies in their life cycle. Annuals complete their entire life cycle of germination, growth, flowering, seed production, and death within one growing season.
Within one growing season.
While pre-annuals also
comes
known
back.
As buying annuals, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and they come back
every year.
Take two
growing seasons to complete their life cycle.
Yeah, and they come back every year.
What does that have to do with it?
All right, well, see, that's what I'm saying. So... All right.
That's
if you
what
don't,
you
if
call
you don't,
flower talk.
No, I know, but if you don't know what it means, then okay, I understand. But we know what it meant. All right, me and you know what it meant. So if you're saying that a plant is non-annual, then what does it mean? It's pre-annual. All right.
So
what's the opposite? What's the opposite of annual?
All I got a question is, what is weed? Is it annual? Or is it pre-annual?
It's annual.
Then that's all I need to know.
Yeah. It's annual. All right, but if I told you, all right,
one time
in your language, hey bro, that weed is non annual. That weed is not annual.
What
do you
mean by language? Hold on.
What do you say?
What do you mean by
language?
What
does that mean? It's pre annual.
Say it again.
I'm like, hey bro, that weed is not annual.
No, that's not how you said it. Do it how you did it with the.
Hey bro, that weed is not annual.
Which means it's not coming back next year, right?
Which means
it's not coming back.
No,
right?
It means
it's
pre-annual.
Not annual.
What's the opposite of annual? Pre-annual. If it's non-annual, it's pre-annual.
Man, I'm confused.
What did you say? Annual.
All right.
What did you say? Weed was
non-annual.
All right. So if I say that the weed is non-annual,
what do you
think? What's the opposite of annual?
No, wait. When you said non-annual, what were you thinking? Plant.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just asked what that was. I know, but I'm trying to explain
what me and him were talking about.
What
were you thinking when he said the weed was non-annual? That it wasn't coming back next year, or that it was coming back next year?
Y'all gonna put me in this spot? So what y'all do today? Okay.
Let's just agree to disagree.
That's what I'm saying. There's flower talk and there's regular talk.
All right. Well, but I'm saying, like, if we know what it means, then we're talking flower talk.
Can I drink that?
Yeah, you can drink it. Go for it.
Yeah, I guess
my
so.
My mouth is dry.
That's just
drink
a lot.
It.
That's a lot.
Drink it.
That's.
Well, give lot. Yourself some. Maybe have some.
No, I mean, like, you can drink it, but I'm just saying it's a lot. Like,
it's strong.
Quit being stingy.
What's strong? It's strong?
Yeah, I guess
what
that's
is
the word
it?
I was looking for.
It's Malibu.
It's,
oh,
yeah, it's just,
hey, we're going to make a restaurant. Or we're going to make a building.
One thing at a time. Now you're getting... What is that? I'm asking.
ADHD.
I know, that's one. One thing at a time. What is that?
This is his commercial.
What is it?
Huh?
What's in it?
It's Dr. Pepper.
How is it strong?
Because it's Dr. Pepper. It's strong. Dr. Pepper is strong.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Did you turn the cup? It doesn't taste like nothing, right? You just water down Dr. Pepper.
That's some good ass Dr. Pepper.
It's stronger than you.
God damn it. What were we talking about again?
What?
You don't have to drink it, bro.
I'm not saying no. I want to know what kind of level I'm trying. I'm. What? I'm trying to match you.
You're not gonna match me, bro.
On a Dr. Pepper, the diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, you're not. You're real behind because somebody didn't get you a 32 ounce. He got you the 23 ounce.
But being cross don't count.
Well, maybe.
Being cross is past, I guess.
Damn, dude. Your eyes are like hella red, bro.
Y'all fucking rolling,
nigga. Hey, man, turn off the lights. He's like, I see how red his eyes are.
Huh?
He's over there marking us down for words.
I know, I know. I know he's functional, but every time I look at him, he's like, huh?
He's all staring off into the dark. Into the closet.
No, no, he knocked up. You remember the guy, he has pink eye? the friend that has pink eye, you know what I'm talking about? I'm knocked up.
Shit, I ain't seen that movie forever, bro.
For real? Y'all don't remember that?
I don't think I've seen that movie.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish I would have seen that.
I don't remember the pink eye part. I know knocked
what
up.
What happens? I want to know.
I'm about to look it up right now. Hold on.
Yeah. Dude, I was supposed to do homework tonight.
Well, I don't. I can imagine that you wouldn't be after drinking Dr. Pepper all night.
Dude, I'm still functional.
See?
He said drinking Dr. Pepper.
That's what I was saying. I'm still functional, bro.
You got it.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
I'm not, no, I'm not. No, bro. I know you.
But you're cross, so it's different. So, I don't know.
Cross what?
Faded.
Did you fuck that dress? Hold on, wait a minute.
Wait, what? You're gonna wear a dress?
God.
No.
Officially, brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. I like that better.
Yeah. Who what? Is brother-in-law? What is brother-in-law?
Finish what it. Happened with the bag?
Why is brother-in-law?
Huh?
What happened with the bag?
What bag?
He never went and got him.
Yeah, you got sidetracked.
You're supposed to. Yeah, you were supposed to go get him.
We were gonna go in the backyard, but I had the piece in the front yard. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
So let's play a game.
I'm down. What's up?
Okay.
I'm thinking of a number. That threw you off on that. your freaking conversation was so bad. That's a freaking... Spit it out.
I forgot what I was talking about.
So, play again.
I win that.
I didn't know the rules. I think you cheated. Pull up the rule book. Yeah, you cheated.
What is this game called? I win. Yeah.
Where are those bags that I go get them?
Huh?
Where are those bags that I go get them?
They're in the shop, I think.
Or like the
one of the tables. I don't know what he do.
Those little brown bags or what?
Yeah, they're brown. They're not black because we had to change them.
I have some eggs up there. You want to cook me some eggs? I'm so hungry. I always get hungry when I drink. I don't know why.
Man, some food sounds good right now.
It does, right?
Weird essential.
Ooh, Josie's burrito.
Nah, I'm good. I'm full.
You want a Josie's burrito?
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy a Josie's
burrito. Man, how messed up would it have been if I would have gave you a chili cheese dog every day to your house?
I would have froze each one of them.
For real.
And warmed them up later, and then ate them.
Wouldn't have tasted the same.
We don't know that because nobody's ever tried it.
I don't know.
You don't know that.
Order chili cheese fries.
Same thing.
Nah, fries don't taste good the next day.
How about your damn dog?
I got three dogs. I gotta get rid of three puppies pretty soon. Damn, 34-year-old soldier boy who legal name is DeAndre Cortez was found liable for assault, sexual battery.
Nope, he's not coming to love it.
He was gonna come to love it.
I suppose, remember? The baby shower they're telling us.
34-year-old soldier boy, whose legal name is DeAndre Cortez, was found liable for assault.
Don't try to fucking sound like you're fucking smarter than me.
Sexual battery and intentional infliction of emotional
distress. You struggled on that one.
Let me see. The 34-year-old soldier boy.
Wait, let him finish this.
Whose legal name was DeAndre Cortez, wait.
You just remembered everything you said. You're a rapper, you gotta
remember. Wait, no, you're not done yet. You haven't even hit the hard words.
Well, I know that one.
That's why you stopped. Right?
Yeah, I know that one.
I knew you were gonna stop for a reason.
Wait, what is so hard about any of these words?
I don't know, Sam.
Liable. For assault, sexual battery.
Insurance.
Intentional. infliction of emotional distress. You don't think I know how to read?
Nope.
Just because I slept in class don't mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got the bags. I picked last time. You pick it, Xavier. Whichever one you want.
Go ahead, Eric.
Me, go ahead?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Chucks.
Wait, I have a question. A lot of these snacks, do they have expiration dates that already done passed, or they have no expiration dates?
If they did.
If we get sick, then we find out.
Oh, look, Matt, speaking of expiration date. 7/17/2025. This one actually has a date on it.
Can't touch this.
I don't know how
Done.
You pronounce it.
Yeah. Alright.
Can't touch.
And then we got. Oh, I don't know what the hell that says. That's Korean letters. I can't read that. What are you looking at?
It's Korean says. Letters.
It's Korean letters.
All of a sudden, you want to read Korean?
Okay.
Is there an expiration date on that one?
I don't know. Oh, this is like way past reading day and an expiration. Oh, I can read the word crown. www.crown.com.
Why is it that, like, when we're trying to focus, like, you gotta close an eye just to
see better. Squint.
Yeah.
Because both eyes make it confusing.
Because with both eyes, you go cross-eyed. you go cross-eyed.
Yeah, no, this one's way off there, too. There you go. If you wanna verify, it's Korean.
Yep. That's Korean.
Come on, Japanese. You're all way off. You racist bastard. You butt head. Man.
That's funny.
Y'all remember in like elementary or whatever when y'all used to make the bags and it was all like, mum, 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 mum. You used to make a face on the bag?
Never.
Y'all didn't do that?
What?
Y'all didn't do that?
We do it again.
We did paper mache.
Did
y'all? Yeah.
Let me see.
It was like this, like.
You know what I think, maybe?
like it had the eyes right here, and then this was the mouth, and you're like,
Xavier.
With the googly eyes, the eyes that with the circle that moves, and so that. See, I'm from the era where you had a sock.
Mr. Socko. Oh, the sock for Vince. Mr. Socko.
Be fucking throwing that bag at me.
Another
one. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
For real.
Yeah. That was so violent, too.
Did that?
Yes.
Tied up with Eric now.
For real?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Y'all love bitches. Goodness.
Well, it's because the last
call
episode.
Us B words.
Mark him. Mark him.
I'm marking you.
Alright, guys. We're going to take the screen. Oh.
Oh.
This green shit. I hate the ones on my junk.
Don't fuck. I didn't say it all the way. I didn't say it all the way. I didn't do that. Did I say it all the way?
You said it all the way to the end.
Stop messing with me.
You wanna grab your shit?
What is it?
I don't know. It's Cookie.
Did you grab yours?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I wasn't grabbing the one that was on his
jacket. I don't know. It's Cookie.
Okay. You're doing good.
I know I was. Shit.
Like last 30 minutes.
So how many do they got?
He got eight. Eric has seven.
I think you gave me some of Eric. I think you gave me some of Xavier's.
Xavier got six.
I swear Xavier had like 10.
But what does it all mean, Basil?
What does it all mean, Basil?
Wait, are we all trying it? You try it?
Y'all don't even be catching
yourselves
either.
That's actually pretty good. I like that one.
I try to catch myself.
Oh, you know what? I don't like that.
I try to make sure I don't say it. Any of the words. But sometimes they slip.
Stop laughing at me.
I think their computer blocked them.
I hope so. No, it's too high. They got it.
What happened?
He was all talking.
I was talking and the food fell out of my mouth.
Damn, I got food all over.
That was good. I like that one.
Why you got a whole bunch of like dots on your shorts?
Like what kind of dots?
Look at them.
Like stitching?
It's like a rat's been eating them.
Well, I had these shorts for a little while.
No, okay.
Every time we wash them, some stitch comes out.
Every time?
Don't eat that one, it's on my junk.
Get the next one. What's that one called?
I don't know how to pronounce the double D's.
The double D's?
The double D's?
That's how you pronounce it. Double D's.
Double D's. Double
D's. Taste it.
What happened?
The doctor, huh?
You want to try some double D's?
No more.
Huh?
I told him, you want to try some double D's?
What?
I'll take the middle piece. Yeah. It's smaller. Oh, I broke him to pieces.
Double D's isn't right. Or is he being?
Why are you getting the little shit?
I'm just making the snack.
This looks very flaky.
It was actually like pretty good.
Is it?
Did y'all like the first one?
I liked the first
one. Yeah, right.
What's it like?
Yeah, we did. Actually.
The beginning of it was good, but I think like afterwards it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
This one's kind of dry. Oh.
It tastes like that.
You like
this one?
Yeah,
all right.
All right, so Tom.
Nope.
On another note.
Ugh.
Nigga, you're the worst at eating shit. You're the worst, bro.
That is disgusting, bro.
There's a trash can right there. Nah, just kidding.
What are you talking about?
That's so nasty.
Hey, don't throw up in my basement.
Shut up, man. That is disgusting.
I want to go out tonight.
That's nasty.
I'm going to go out tonight.
Do you like that one? That one tastes nasty.
Like what?
Did you like it?
Explain it.
For real?
Explain yourself. Say something.
I stabbed you first.
I bumped you first.
With my dick.
Why are you guys so deep? They knew.
He had a marker for
they
that
knew
one.
What it was.
No, that's not what
that
it
is.
That's such
that
a vile word.
I thought it was a B or F.
Not just those two.
I mean, if
that's what y'all said.
Well,
I
didn't say that in church.
Anything that's profound. Is that what that is?
Profanity.
Profanity. There you go. Profound. That's the same
so
thing.
Like, so like. So like.
Look it up later.
You got it.
You were in the vicinity.
It sounded good.
You were like vaccinated. I was off vicinity.
I'm not but vaccinated, okay. Bro. Nah.
Wait, ugh. You're not vaccinated.
That's nasty, bro. No, I'm not.
You gotta get the shots, bro.
Oh, dude, that's so nasty. Y'all like that one?
I liked it.
Ugh.
What?
That was nasty. No way.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
I didn't like it. That tasted weird.
There's four cookies in here.
Oh, there's one for you too.
No,
right. Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Brother-in-law.
God damn.
Look, he has little green chippies for the mold.
It's a bit nutty.
That's your shit, Austin.
Why is there black stuff in it?
I told you.
Hold on. I didn't get a full one.
Where are these from?
What?
Korea. Korea.
I didn't get a full one.
I didn't get a full one.
That was worse.
I didn't get the old one.
He liked everything.
Hey, wait, time out.
He liked everything.
Time out.
Wait. This is, it's not molded.
I already ate it.
I think it's molded.
It tastes good.
It's just nuts. It got teeth.
Is it salty?
It's a cookie with tea in it. This one's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like the other one. That one was nasty.
No, this one's nasty.
This one's better than that one.
No, there's no.
Look, I just want to
that shit tastes like some nasty cheese or some shit. That one's nasty. That one's better than that one.
You got.
Yeah, I could eat some coffee.
You got. Hey, you know what? You know what? I never said that my comment from
what
the
comment?
Facebook thing.
What comment?
How you were overdosing.
Oh, you were.
What?
You're a damn hater,
he
bro.
Was overdosing.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
I spit cookie out.
Both of us did.
You spit cookie at me. You spit cookies at me, bro.
Did you drink your drink?
Man, I'm almost done with my
God damn!
That's big chugs, bro.
What? This Dr. Pepper tastes hella flat.
I don't think we have any Dr. Pepper left.
Oh, by the way, that wasn't Dr. Pepper. What was it? Look
at that. Root beer.
Root beer zero. I don't know. What kind of root beer is this?
Long John Silver.
Dude, they have a good chicken.
Long John Silver?
Yeah.
Nah, you see
we're
that
we're going to China Star.
Hey, it's Good Sunday this weekend. What y'all doing? For,
huh?
Good Sunday. Good Sunday. Good Sunday.
Good Sunday.
Good Sunday.
I can't wait. You ready? Yeah. China Star all day.
I got to work Sunday.
But it's Good Sunday.
Man, Friday. I'm going to go to work. I'm
okay, so
over.
What?
Easter.
What are y'all talking about?
Well, that's next week.
Is it really? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you ignorant.
But like, no, it's like Good Friday.
There's no prior. It's Good Friday, Good Sunday. It's next week.
Easter?
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
They all have it on the same weekend?
April 20th.
Did you drink the drink?
He said,
I told you not to drink it.
He said, oh.
What the?
I told you it gets worse toward the bottom. Right? Drop or something.
Yeah. Sounds like that.
I'm not complaining, bro. I'm just saying. I'm not complaining. Does Dr. Pepper is watered down, so hard to drink.
You want me to finish it?
Don't think about it.
No, it's. I'm not complaining. It's banging. It's it. I'm just saying. I'm savoring the watered down Dr. Pepper.
What's your play in charades?
How do you play that?
Down.
Let's think of a word. Each person thinks of a word and they got to act out what that word is.
I'm not down.
You got to act out what that word is. Well, and then everybody has to guess it.
For the past two instances, this dude has brought up the word dick like twice. So I don't know if I want to see like him act that out.
Coming from what he said, homo.
I'm a human pyramid.
That's mine, man. You can't take mine.
I'm a penis though. Sorry. Go ahead.
You act like Xavier, I'm the only one that said anything about a dick, because you over here saying homos.
Xavier, you go first.
What's a homo?
Homosexual.
A homosexual. That's gay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you talked about it too. Right? And I called you out on it. Instead of hobo, because I said it's a homeless dude without a shirt.
Is that what that means?
Hobo is a homeless
person
man.
Without a shirt?
Well, no, hobo is a homeless man in general. You know what I'm saying? But he said homo. Then
a
he
gay homeless
to,
man.
Then he talking about, he saying anything about a dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying. I don't want to
drink with you anymore.
Okay.
I just had to keep it real quick. You know what
I'm saying? Okay.
You're going to act it out?
No, I'm going to act it out, yeah.
You're gonna, Swimming. I know it wasn't right the first time. you know what you're doing.
I can't hear in my ear. I blow air in my ear.
Swimming. Swimming.
Dancing.
And.
Drown.
Yeah, I'm so bad at this game.
This is a movie.
You do the same thing, I mean.
I don't know what else to do.
Is it a syllable?
It's a scuba diver. Going down.
That was hard. Why would you pick something like that?
It's not supposed to be easy.
Not that hard either. I thought
you
were
like, go now.
Like 10 times. I was sitting here like, damn.
Let me see what
he's swimming. Swimming. And Eric is over here.
What are you
swimming? What are swimming. And I'm over here like, I just want to say no because he's saying the answer right there. Swimming.
All right, what do you do? Right, you go.
I know it's not the answer, but you look like you're swimming.
You think it's that easy? It's not that easy. You do it now.
Scuba Steve.
And you would have been close on that one.
He didn't do nothing that looked like Scuba Steve.
What else is there to do?
Hey, with I kind of thought he was dancing.
What happened to you? Dancing. I would have called you a duck.
I thought you was dancing too, because he did say dancing. And so when you did this, or you did this, I was like, yeah, it's a dance move.
Yeah.
What dance move?
I used to do that when I was little.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Scuba Steve. That would have been close. You pick one up.
Okay.
He's drowning.
I'm going to save him. Jump on you.
Where's the scuba guy at? Hurry up.
Don't let him go. Don't go to the lake.
Adrian, why? Why? God damn. Yeah.
We should have drank before this episode. Yeah.
Said before.
You go, David.
I don't even know what kind of topic.
Swimming.
It don't matter. I pick scuba diver. You just pick a word and go with it.
Pick an occupation.
Whatever you want.
Oh, my head hurts.
Grave digger.
Wait, what time is it?
Plumber.
Digging a grave.
Ditch jerk.
Is that an occupation?
Digging.
He's a Mexican at work.
Holes. Shia LaBeouf. Zero.
Working man.
Digging up a hose.
That hose pretty deep, bro.
God damn.
You need to change your job, bro. I've been working. Oh, my dick. I need to look at the lyrics.
What the? I don't know. You're digging.
Digger.
Yeah. Hamilton worker. No. A shovel. Dirt.
A man with only one dance move.
Mexican.
I'm just somebody in the basement shoveling dirt.
You're supposed to pick one word.
I know, like,
one word.
Now you know how I felt with your scuba diving.
Scuba diver is one word.
I thought you were drowning or swimming.
I've been working on the railroad, bro.
Nah, bro, I got y'all one. Hold on.
Wait, that wasn't one?
No, I was bullshit with y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was a whole sentence.
You see this face right here?
I'm just a guy digging in Mexico, trying to make it to China.
I'm just saying this drink is strong.
Sorry.
He made it very strong.
What is it?
Is it like Malibu rum or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Coconut rum.
Coconut rum with
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It tastes good though, but it's...
Sorry about that.
Let's go to the bar.
Huh. Really made Cass mad at me. I ain't got my ID. I don't know what my ID's at. I've been going to King's to cash my checks. Man, I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. I don't have one in my mind.
You don't got one?
I really don't. I'm really trying.
Mm. You do one.
I do one?
Yeah.
Let me think of a word. Wait, is it an occupation?
You choose.
Oh, choose whatever?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We know what it is, then we're just gonna guess what it was, you know?
What could I do?
What is this called? Pictionary? Not Pictionary. What is it called?
Dictionary.
I don't know what it's called. It's just you act out a word, and that's, I don't know what it's called. I don't know.
You said, I forgot what you called it.
Did I call it something?
Yeah.
Charades?
Yeah. Charades.
Yeah.
He said, did I call it something?
He's stupid. Wait, I'm thinking of a word. Hush. I gotta think. Let me see. Psh.
stripper.
Yeah. How did you get that so quick?
Connected.
That was quick.
I did one move. I didn't have to like get on the table and whip my hair or nothing.
You had a whole act out. Find out.
Well, I had poured some sugar on me in my head. Pour some sugar on me.
I'm good at this game.
I was like, stripper. Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I won't go any further. Look at him.
Yeah.
Know where he wants to go.
I win.
Okay. I got all
right,
it.
All right, go.
Spider-Man.
Yo,
Spider-Man.
Yo. Yo, I told you I'm good at this game.
Go, Web, go. That's all I was thinking about while you were doing that.
Go, your turn again.
My turn again. Yeah, all right. Let me see. I don't know. Oh, okay.
What is going on?
My boy, are you fishing?
No, he's not fishing.
He's painting.
Yeah.
A painter?
A painter.
Yeah. I thought you were like doing it.
He's being
I forgot. Well, honestly, it was supposed to be more. It was supposed to be more. Ross. That guy with the curly hair.
Yeah, Bob Ross.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot his name. So that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot his name. Yeah, Bob Ross. There you go. It's your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Where's that bag at there?
Back there.
What bag?
Where? Is it behind you?
It's on the floor.
Oh, it's right here. Oh, I think I pulled something.
Okay. Injury!
Okay, give me this. You ready?
Give me this.
You ready? Go.
Drug dealer!
You don't even give me time.
Well, now we know that Eric ain't no drug dealer.
That was obvious.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point of charades. You gotta make it obvious so they know.
I think I'm winning.
You want a cookie?
Well, that was kind of cheap because he told you to give it to him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Time out. Give me the bag back.
Because you got to feel the experience.
He said the F word. You heard him.
Kidding. I just kidding.
All right, your turn again.
All right.
It's your turn again, Xavier. Banker, no.
Rapper.
Thank you, man.
Money.
Is it music?
Musician? rapper, no.
Are you snapping in your ear?
Autistic, no.
Autistic.
Well, I don't know if it's gonna make sense, cause then y'all gonna be like, really? Can I do something else?
Yes.
We just edit that part out.
You don't have to.
But I'm going to tell you what it is. You want to tell me what it is?
You're going to do something else. World's smallest vitamin.
I was going to say that.
Oh, man.
Well, that had been a good one.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Because I didn't know how to do it. Yeah, but then I thought of money, and I was like, they probably won't get it.
Well, see, you're like, you know, doing this. I would have been like.
See.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, go for your another one. Yeah.
Redemption.
I didn't even know I was gonna do
this. Dude, we haven't played beer pong in a while.
Hey, we should do a beer pong episode.
Do it next Thursday.
We should do a beer pong episode. No, we gotta do it on the weekend.
Yeah. Weekend, yeah, we bonus.
Started early.
We need to do a beer pong episode.
This next weekend.
You heard it here first. We're doing a beer pong episode.
Who are you talking to?
This week or what? This weekend or what?
The fans, the people.
This weekend?
Wait, is this part two?
No, next weekend. I gotta work this weekend.
Yeah, I can't do it this weekend either.
You got the kids.
I can't say all that.
Huh? Where my bank account set up?
My eyes dried up.
I got chickens and savings.
Are you doing another one? Redemption?
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing another. Your eyes are dry. Yeah, I don't know. Xavier, nah.
I feel like
man, I don't know, cause everything I know is easy.
That other one wasn't easy. I didn't get that one.
I don't think I've guessed any of yours.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Nobody's getting
man. How about us, man?
We'll see. I think you did that on purpose.
Looking at
change for the poor.
Man, I don't know.
What about this one?
Hold on, you do.
Are we holding? Can I go?
Yeah. Go.
Hair mess. Good. Gucci. Okay.
Magician.
You can't think at the moment. That's what we need. Some card. You know what? That's the next thing.
Give me a second.
We gotta come with some cards. You know what I'm saying? Because then if I see it, then I'm like, oh, okay, man, act this out.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think about. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Obviously, it's not that hard. Just fucking, oh, there's a word.
Said another word.
You guessed like three at three whenever I like did anything.
Ten, nah.
I didn't even get into my full act.
You didn't get to see the rabbit.
You didn't get to see me on the table whipping my hair. You didn't see the rabbit come out of my hat all the time. All
right, I got one for you.
All right, go.
Chef.
God.
I guess not.
Cut it off the rib, like what?
Drummer. Wait, was that the answer?
You got the answer? Oh, no,
he's still trying to go. He's still trying to go.
You got it right, even though
he's done. Confusion! Confusion!
I said that.
Drummer! He's all like, you got it the first time, stop guessing. Football player!
What if he just like continue to keep going?
Homeless guy!
Like, he's not doing this. Champ, and he's like, oh, you got it. And you're like,
okay,
Xavier! A drummer!
Depressed!
A relaxer!
You're mad. You're upset!
A bum! You're a bum!
That's messed up.
Crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
I don't know anymore. Oh, shit.
That's funny.
I'm out of guesses. Go.
Help me?
I guess.
Yeah, go. You go.
Let me see.
Old man.
I haven't even started yet.
See, it's hard to think of something, huh?
It is very hard to think of something.
It's just hard to think of something.
Oh, okay. I got one. All right, ready?
Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Driving. So what the hell did...
Who is that guy? Who is that guy? Oh, he's over there now.
He's driving.
Is he driving?
You're driving. Now you're checking your phone.
What is that?
You're texting while you're driving. GPS. You're driving again.
I think he's on the lake. He's sending me a text.
You delivery guy. He's driving.
DoorDash.
That was close.
Hey, you guys must stop.
You're a taxi.
Yeah, he got it.
Shut up, brother.
Why could you say I got half of me riding? I'm driving. You drive an Uber driver.
Why are you saying what's up to your customers?
No, I'm saying like, oh yeah, come on. He's the one.
That's
why I put the phone at. I was like, oh yeah, I'm your Uber driver. Come on.
Why are you so complicated?
I don't know.
I'm an Uber driver.
I thought I was being, but he got it.
Well, he got it after I guessed.
What did you say?
What did I say?
I don't know. DoorDash, that's what you said, yeah. See, you got, I said you got close.
Now I was just bushing. Because it sounded ridiculous. Are you on the open sea?
Like, the what?
The open sea.
What is open sea?
You're a boatman. You're a captain.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
Looked like you were on the boat saying what's up to all the girls.
I just said the B word.
The girls? I caught myself.
All the girls.
I don't know. I thought I did it right. In my mind, I've only been an Uber driver one time. So, in my mind, that's how he acted. You know what I mean?
You've been an Uber driver before?
No, I've got picked up by an Uber before, and that's how he was. He was like, you know what I mean?
Like, he did that?
Yeah.
He waved at you?
Yeah, he was like,
were you in the what's wrong up, car? Brother? He just got in some random guy's car that way.
Well, I mean, I was on my phone and he was like, I'm here. And then I saw, you know, whatever car it was and I looked and he was like, bro, and I was like, all right.
Speaking of Uber drivers, do you remember back in the day when this guy in the taxi? You remember the taxi?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the taxi? You don't want to talk about a taxi?
Do I need a lawyer for this?
Okay.
You don't remember. You don't remember.
It's cross-faded. I told you not to drink that drink.
No, this ain't even that. I want to know what the taxi scene is.
Yeah, you shouldn't have drank that drink.
You remember when Tia Senya came?
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You remember.
Man, that was...
Yeah.
That was one crazy night.
That was a crazy night.
My head hurts.
Okay, so.
Is it my turn?
Why'd y'all bring up the taxi thing for?
Because I was Uber an Uber driver.
That taxi man was on our side, though. I think he rode
down the window.
He rode down the window, so they do.
Yeah,
that was fun. Feel bad for Rudy, though.
I wonder if you can, like, yeah. Yeah. Fucking Rudy.
What do you think would have happened if we would have caught that guy?
That's an F-bomb, bro.
Huh?
Huh?
You did that say, class again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Rewind it.
Because we always say it when we're, you know what I'm saying? Because he's crazy. He's just out there.
Oh, man, dude. If we would have found that guy, it wouldn't have been good.
I don't remember the situation. I just remember the taxi.
Yeah. I don't care. I ain't got no case on it. You go ahead and talk about it.
So, we got the wrong guy.
He's stupid. But in all fairness, he was
an asshole. He deserved it.
He was an asshole, though.
He deserved it.
He was being an asshole.
He deserved it.
He was being an asshole.
And I don't feel bad for that.
We got the wrong guy, but he was being an asshole, and he deserved it for being an asshole.
Yeah.
He was a privileged person that acted like he was privileged. We asked him a simple question.
He's all broke.
We asked him a simple question, and he got a simple answer. You know what I mean?
He gave no answer, didn't he? He didn't give an answer.
No, he was being an asshole.
Yeah, he just like he kept. Like,
we're just gonna say, with action comes consequences.
Well, I mean, we can't get in trouble for it now, right? No,
no, unless he watches our podcast.
And then he said, oh, he knew to it. And I'm a fan of y'all guys. My fault.
We can feature you on the podcast.
We'll bring you. Hey, we'll tell your side of the story.
Tell us your side of the story.
You ain't even got to sit next to me. You can sit over there if you want to.
Yeah. We'll put you on a video.
Nah, you going to sit next to me. Nah, I'm
just yeah, exactly.
And...
So what happened was, is we're partying at my house, mm-hmm. and my tia Sanya comes by, and she's like, hey, did you see this guy, you know, coming down the street? And we're like, no. And my cousin is crying in the passenger seat, and what happened was, is this guy hit her. Hit her car, and he was drunk, and he got out the car and took off. Which is crazy, is because the house that I live in now was the house that they wrecked in.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, the house that I bought that house. So, so anyways, she asked about it, and we all jumped in the ride and took off looking for this person, because supposedly he came down our way. And we're looking for him. We ran into him. Then we walk into one guy and we asked him. And he was like, "Nah, I ain't been driving." And he didn't sound like he was drunk or nothing.
We asked,
and so we kept looking. And so we go over there to the rooftop place. Yeah, the parking garage and tape. And there's a guy out there. We ask him, and he's just like blowing us off. Well, we didn't like that. Xavier didn't like that at all.
I don't like being disrespected.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But was it him? I thought it was the other. I thought it was Rudy.
No. Xavier got out, then Rudy got out, and then I got out.
No, I was in the background.
And so, you know, we're trying to, you know, confront this guy, asking if he's been drinking and driving, because we're trying to figure out who hit, you know, our family member. And, he gets into a cab, and Xavier allegedly is talking to this person. And, well,
I don't remember if I was or not.
What happened is supposedly something happened to where this guy got punched in the face through the taxi cab. And
on the call, he was running his mouth with the window slightly open.
Yeah.
And the way he was running his mouth, I think the taxi driver, like, you better back up them words.
Back them words up, yeah.
And so as soon as that window went down, right square in his, allegedly.
And his,
allegedly.
Mouth sucker, yeah.
But then I woke up, it was a dream.
Yeah.
I don't know
what happened. Yeah. And so, that happened. And then, you know, they were saying something happened about cops. And, so that's what happened. We went back home and,
that was it.
You know what I mean?
How do we jump on that story from charades?
Him.
Me.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Because he was an Uber driver and we started talking about taxis.
Yeah. So, we found out today that, well, not just today, but we found out that Eric can't make faces, but he can, really. He just doesn't try. We found out that he's easy to guess charades. We found out that he is a piece of shit hater because he was talking shit on Facebook today.
What'd you say on Facebook?
He was overdosing on fiber pills. I just told the truth.
Oh, yeah, you did. You
I was it. Not overdosing on fiber pills.
It's like I took like
he's,
six.
He's a liar. He's a liar, bro. And he was
like, see, I that's how understand. Deep I am into social media. I didn't even know nothing about that.
Bro, the damn pill bottle, it's not even pills, it's gummies. The gummy bottle says pills. Take three gummies three times a day.
I was concerned. He was overdosed. So
that's what he
gummies,
said.
9 gummies a day.
Yes.
I had to three gummies a three doctor.
Times a day.
I had to call a doctor.
Well, the reason why I questioned it was my fault because I questioned it. Because it was Jasmine. Jasmine was like, you're not supposed to take that much. It did not say that. You're supposed to take one three times a day. I was like, dude, I swear it said three times a day. I swear that's what it said. And so I was at work when it happened. And so when I got home, I looked at the bottle, and it said three times a day.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I was like, oh, no, I wasn't wrong. I was right. And the reason why I said that, because, like, I was having, like, bad stomach issues. Like, but I think it was because of the diet. Like, the diets that I've been on, like, they messed up my stomach. And so he was saying that I overdosed on fiber pills. That's not what happened, because
so
I took the recommended.
What we said was, like, no throwing up. No doing anything, no fasting for over one day. So he took the loophole and started overdosing on fiber pills.
He's full of shit, bro. That's not what happened.
Tell him how many pills you took the day of weighing.
What do you mean?
12, bro. You took 12
that day. I didn't take 12.
Your system was clean.
You're full of shit. I did not take 12.
That morning you were at 26 pounds, and then that night you were at 32.
Whatever.
All 12 pills hit you hard.
You're a liar. He's a liar.
And he was like, he's bro, lying. I've been in the restroom all day.
He's lying. He's lying, bro. That is not what happened.
Wow.
That is not what happened.
Oh,
he's lying.
We're gonna have
he had to go see a doctor
now.
The next day.
He weighed. How much did you weigh again?
I don't know.
27 pounds.
I've been drinking.
He weighed 27 pounds. He lost 27 pounds. And we all weighed in that night, and he was like the same thing, like 2 pounds above that.
I worked very hard that day.
I know, I did too.
Oh, whatever.
You're full of shit.
Your system
bro.
Worked very
You're
hard.
You're full of shit. Not
and did I just happened. Eat?
You were not full of shit that night.
So I think I lost more than 6 pounds.
Huh?
What?
Where'd right before I went to go weigh in, I ate.
That's a what
lot.
I told him. That's what I told him. Like, you ate that spread. I was like, he lost more than that. He ate a lot.
I ate a lot of that spread. A lot of that. Yeah. It was good. It's, I want another one. I'm finna go to the store and go get some.
I know that damn post that he posted.
What?
You didn't see it?
Man, I don't get on my stuff, bro.
He was like, congratulations, Adrian. He lost so many pounds. I lost this many pounds. And Xavier... He made us sign.
My dad said
he made us sign a non-disclosure.
My dad told me that that day at work. He read it.
He made us sign a non-disclosure.
That was a good one. I appreciate that. So who wrote that? I wanted to know.
I wrote that.
Were we trying to figure that out? Or who was it, Zach, or are you trying to figure out who wrote it?
The non-disclosure?
The weight loss comment? The non-disclosure.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Zach that was trying
it
to.
It was.
Yeah. It's him. He's like, Savior made us sign a non-disclosure.
He's like, and he's happy with life.
And he's happy with life.
Man.
I see what he said. I started running.
My dad told me that, and I was in the truck like, wait, read that again. Let me see.
I think I was out there on the farm,
bro. Yeah, that was a good one, bro. That was funny. That yeah. was a good I liked one. I liked it. That was a good one. That was
a good one, yeah. Damn. That was a good one.
I didn't think of that. Y'all better sign the disclosure. Y'all better not say my business. I just signed off. I didn't give the okay.
I didn't get the okay.
I lost the challenge. That's all.
That's really funny, bro.
I just want to blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it.
How I blew it.
I just want to leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to have to do it.
I don't really
want to work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really want to have to serve it.
I don't really
want to deal with any lines.
Nah.
I don't really want to have to prove it.
I don't